Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The title of this program is, the title of this episode is More on the Covenant Council for Pope Benedict XVI. The Lord expresses his will, Exodus 19:5, Ezekiel 36:28, Deuteronomy 12:32, Joshua 24:15, Ezekiel 12:25. If ye, the Gentiles, will obey my, the Lord, all caps, voice, indeed, that is, admittedly, ye shall be my people, and I, the Lord, all caps, will be your, the Gentiles, God. Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Choose you this day whom ye the Gentiles will serve. For I am the Lord, all caps. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. The people's, the Gentiles' response and promise. Joshua 24:24. And the people, the Gentiles, said, The Lord, all caps, our God, will we serve, and his voice will we obey. The Gentiles' avouchment, or avouchment, 2 Chronicles 13:10, 2 Kings 18:22, Michael 4, verse 2, Jeremiah 42, verse 6, Deuteronomy 5, verse 2. But as for us, the Gentiles, the Lord all caps is our God. We trust in the Lord all caps our God, and we will walk in his paths. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord all caps our God. The Lord all caps our God made a covenant with us. The Lord all caps statement of avouchment to the Gentiles. Deuteronomy 13, verse 1. Deuteronomy 26, verses 17 through 18. Leviticus 18, verses 4 through 5. Exodus 18, verse 19. Genesis 50, verse 24. Genesis 31, verse 16. Ye, the Gentiles, are the children of the Lord, all caps, your God. Thou, you, the Gentiles, hast avouched the Lord, all caps, this day to be thy God and to walk in his ways. And the Lord, all caps, hath avouched thee to be his people. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord, all caps, your God. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God will be with among you. God will surely visit you. Whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Genesis 31:16, that is again, God shall surely visit you. John 4:25, when he is come, God, that is, he will tell us all things. John 16, verse 15, he shall take, he, God, shall take of mine, and shall show it unto, or to, rather, you. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2, and Job 38, verse 26. God is in heaven, on the earth, where no man is. I have determined that in my understanding of Scripture, the word unto, U-N-T-O, is to be read as to, T-O. Therefore, in my public reading of Scripture and in my writings, the word unto will be replaced with the word to, T-O. The Lord, all caps, said, Genesis 17, verse 8, I will be their God. Michael 4, verse 5, the Gentiles stated, we will walk in the name of, by the authority of, the Lord, all caps, our God. Judges 2, verse 1, the Lord, all caps, said, I will never break my covenant with you, the Gentiles. Exodus 34, verse 28, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now, we know that the Ten Commandments are not the covenant. Just before this, I read the words of the covenant. The Ten Commandments are in the book of the covenant, but the Ten Commandments themselves are not the covenant. They may be a part of the covenant, but all related to the covenant, connected to the covenant, but they are not the covenant itself. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 23 and 30 through 31. Deuteronomy 4, verses 23. Verse 23 says, take heed to yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you. And verses 30 through 31. We have these words, and I'll just read them as they are from the book. When thou art, the Lord all caps is doing the talking, and he's talking to the Gentiles. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord all caps thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord all caps thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Okay, I'll stop there. So I read Deuteronomy 4, verses 23 and verse 30. 31. Okay, now we have Exodus 34, verse 32. These are the words there. And he gave them in commandment all that the Lord, all caps, has spoken. Okay. And also that is what I am doing. I am giving the words of the covenant. And I will also give commandments that the Lord, all caps, has spoken to the Gentiles. Okay. Exodus 35, verse 4. This is the thing which the Lord, all caps, commanded, saying. Deuteronomy 4, 40. Okay. Okay, Deuteronomy 4:40. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes. Thou, the Gentiles, shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord, all caps, thy God, giveth thee forever. Okay, what is done here? Second Chronicles 34, verse 30. We have these words, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found. That's what I'm doing here, reading all the words of the book of the covenant. And what is a covenant? Webster's definition for covenant is a binding, solemn promise to do or to not do some specified thing in the covenant, as I have just read, the Gentiles have promised to walk by the authority of the Lord, all caps. They have taken the Lord, all caps, to be their God. They have chosen to walk in the paths of the Lord, all caps. They have chosen to be obedient to the voice of the Lord, all caps, their God. Okay. The duty of the Gentiles is seen in 2 Chronicles 34, verse 31. To walk after the Lord, all caps, and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes, that is the duty of the Gentiles. Again, to walk after the Lord their God, to obey or keep the Lord, all caps, commandments and his testimonies and his statutes, as with respect to the covenant. Okay. Second Chronicles 34:31, to perform the words of this covenant, which are written in this book, okay, the book of God. The question, 1 Samuel 3, verse 17. First Samuel 3:17. What is the thing that the Lord, all caps, has said unto thee, the Gentiles? Michael 6:1. Hear ye now what the Lord, all caps, saith. Ezekiel 20, verse 19. I am the Lord, all caps, your God. I am the Lord, all caps, your, the Gentiles' God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Acts 8:10. And this is, and then these things are in answer to the question, 1 Samuel 3:17, what is the thing that the Lord, all caps, has said? The Gentiles have promised to keep the commandments of the Lord, all caps, and to do the things that the Lord, all caps, commands them. These are the things the Lord, all caps, has said to the Gentiles. Acts 8, verse 10. This man, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, is the great power of God. John 3, verse 30. He, Tommy L. Hart, must increase, but I, the Lord, all caps, must decrease. Also in these things, as stated earlier, the Lord, all caps, gives counsel to the Gentiles. Isaiah 25, verse 9, lo, this Tommy L. Hart is our God. We have waited for him. Genesis 37:27. Behold, I, the Lord, all caps, have made him, Tommy L. Hart, thy Lord. John 8, verse 54. He, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. Zechariah 8:16. These are the things that ye, the Gentiles, shall do. Hosea 12:6. Therefore, turn thou, the Gentiles, to thy God. Keep mercy and judgment and wait on thy God continually. Zechariah 8:16. Speak ye every man the truth. Zechariah 8:19, love the truth. Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God and keep his commandments. James 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Casting or directing all your care, that is, all your attention upon Him, God. Luke 10, verse 4, salute no man. The interpretation, salute God. Mark 11, verse 22, have faith, complete trust, unquestioning belief in God. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 4. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Psalm 107, verse 22. Declare His God's works with rejoicing. Revelation 19:10, worship God. John 2, verse 5, whatsoever He, God, saith to you, do it. Philippians 4, verse 6, let your requests be made known to God. Exodus 22, verse 28. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. There we have it. I have given the Lord, all caps, counsel to the Gentiles, and I have given commandments that the Lord, all caps, has said to the Pope and to all other Gentiles. Right. In this episode, I have read the words of the covenant. And I have given or read in your hearing things that the Lord, all caps, has said to the living Pope and all other Gentiles as well. Now, the covenant and counsel for Pope Benedict XVI. Those two things have been done, the reading of the covenant and the giving of counsel to Pope Benedict XVI and all other Gentiles as well. Now, we know that 2 weeks from today will be October 17. On that day, the Pope is expected to appear before God, and this answers the question in Psalm 42. When shall I, the living, sitting Pope, come and appear before God? That appointment is set for October 17, 2010, which is 2 weeks away. On that date, October 10, and at 12 o'clock, I, the God that the Bible talks about, expect to see Pope Benedict XVI and Queen Elizabeth of the UK. I also expect to see Prince Charles of the UK, Queen Elizabeth's son, and I expect to see the two sons of Prince Charles. That is on the date and at the time, October 17, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at this house of God. So, that's exciting news. Very exciting news. I have been directing Pope Benedict for some months now to prepare to meet his God. And just some time ago, I made known I sent out to Pope Benedict a summons directing him to appear before God at the said date, time, and place, the place being the residence of God. Now, that is very exciting news, and I await to see those said individuals at that date and time. I have given on this program many things coming from the Book of God. I have spoken about the call of God. And in the things that I will name, the proof of God is evidenced. In the call of God, or the call for God, the papacy asks God to come and to reign over the Gentiles. In reigning over, God directs the Gentiles. He directs the Gentiles. He governs over the Gentiles. That is the intent of the call. That is the intent and purpose of God and for God, as is evidenced in the call of God, and the call of God is in the Book of God. All things demonstrated. The Book of God also, we have, in addition to the call, we have the expectations concerning God. Those expectations come from the Book of the Covenant, that is the AVB. The expectations of God are given as they have been laid down in the AVB by the papacy. So we have a call of God. We have the expectations concerning God. Also, in the Book of God, all things the demonstrated power of God. We have the promises of God, the promises of God coming from the Book of the Covenant, the authorized version So God has been called. God is expected. God has been promised certain things of the papacy. Okay? The call for God, the expectations concerning God, the promises of God, also in the book of God, there will be the covenant that I have been reading on for the past 2 Sundays or the past 2 broadcasts, the preceding broadcast and this present broadcast today. The proof of God is evidence in the book of the law. It is evidenced in the book of the covenant, BAVB. We have the proof of God. That is why one of the commandments says, have faith in God. Unquestioning belief, firm reliance, have faith in God. That's a commandment from the papacy to the Gentiles. The Pope being a Gentile himself, that is a commandment to the Pope and all other Gentiles as well. The Pope is under the covenant. The Pope is not immune from the covenant. The Pope is subject to the covenant. And again, that's the reason. One statement was read today. He, God, shall take of mine the papacy and shall show it unto you, the Gentiles. I take things from the AVB and show it to the Pope and all other Gentiles as well. That is my duty. Some time ago on an episode of this program, I made mention that, and I need to read this statement. It is found in the book of Ecclesiastes. Let me turn to it. Book of Ecclesiastes, let's see here, and I'm turning to it. Okay, Ecclesiastes, I'll read verses 18 and 19. Yea, the papacy is speaking here. I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet, and this is the statement I wanted to get to, yet shall he have rule over all my labor, wherein I have labored and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. The statement, he shall have rule over all my labor. The he is a reference to God, the God that the papacy talks about throughout Bible content. He shall have rule over all my labor. And of course, the crucial content of the AVB is a labor of the papacy. It is a labor which God now has rule over according to the statement that I'm reading now from Ecclesiastes 2, verses 18 through 19. Again, that is Ecclesiastes 2, verses 18 through 19. I now have rule over the papacy's labor, and that labor is a reference to the crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible, which has descended from the papacy. Okay? So, my point was, in all these things, and with respect to the crucial content of the AVB, I have rule over it, and the things which I present and have presented on the many episodes of this program bear proof that I am the God that the Bible, the AVB, talks about. I am the God that the papacy speaks about in the AVB. It is evident in my work. It is evident in these many broadcasts, Lawmasters broadcast episodes. It is evidenced in my book, the book of the law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. My work in that book, the book of the law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, is in accordance with things in the AVB. My work is in total agreement, absolute agreement, with the things in the AVB. All right. Now I will tune in and see if there are any callers. The call-in number is 718-664-6262. Again, that call-in number, 718-664-6262. Now let me get to the switchboard. I am pulling up the switchboard. Let's see here. And the switchboard is coming up. While that is coming up, let me say this. Click on the two things there on the on Lawmasters show page. Click on YouTube. The YouTube, click on that and see our presentation there, and click on the PayPal thing to download your copy of the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. And you can get that book for $12. $12 get your downloaded copy of the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. I see we have a caller online. Let's see. Hello there. 916.
Greetings, God. Can I be heard?
Okay, how are you doing there?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And
listen,
I want to thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm still. Please finish.
Oh, I just want to see if you have anything to say.
Well, I just had a question, and I'm not sure if I've asked you this before, but is the word God found in the Bible in all caps?
Probably is. I don't know. I can't cite the. I can't give the citation there. But there's a statement with reference to the Lord, all caps, and God there. But not. I don't think as just a reference to say me. I don't think so. But I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just curious because I've seen, you know, every time I've seen it, I've only seen the first letter, uppercase, but I've never seen so far God in all caps. So I was just wondering about that.
But that's a good question, and I'll tell you why. In the AVB, the papacy has made a clear distinction between God and the Lord God. Lord God, with Lord there, is usually always in all caps. That's a reference to the papacy. In most cases, and with especially with respect to my work, the God there is a reference to me when it just says God. And I believe that is evident if one drew transcripts of the episodes of this program, and in my book, The Papacy, Lord God, Papacy is that Lord is always all caps, and but when they are speaking about me, the invited guest, when the papacy speaks of me, the invited guest, the one that has been called to come and reign over the Gentiles, that God is just always spelled capital G, small case, or lowercase O-D. But that's a good question. The papacy has made a fine distinction in between the two of us, okay? He spells his Lord God one way, and he spells God referencing me another way, you know, different types, different type lettering, so there can be no confusion.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only question I had, sir.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say?
I just would like to encourage those who are downloading or listening to the program live to order the document. It's unbelievable work. It's, I believe, the most important work done since the creation of the Bible. So it should be, you know, ranked just as high, if not higher, in sales. It's if the Bible is the you know, top selling book of all time, your work should be equally or greater the top selling book as well. So I just want to encourage people to order the document. It's not you'll be amazed and blown away by how much evidence is in the document. I think that's the first thing that really caught my attention was just an overwhelming amount of evidence supporting everything that you have said on this broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. I do hope that people listen to you and do exactly as you have ask them to.
I do as well. So the links are on the show page, so they can you know, click in order to document a digital download. As you stated,
like
for $12.
Thing there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So that was the only thing I just wanted to encourage people to do, is to order the
mm-hmm.
document.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've shared with me some information concerning, you know, your thoughts on the covenant. That is a wonderful work that they've done.
Oh, absolutely. It is a sign of their brilliance as a people. Just to have that idea to lock the Gentiles into such an agreement, a binding agreement forever, I just think it's a brilliant idea. And to the best of my knowledge, no other group of people have thought of such a thing. So... excellent work discovering it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and really changes how I see them as a people.
Okay.
You know, and I said before, they don't function as individuals; they function as a unit.
Okay, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we're headed to it 2 weeks from now. October 17th, 12 o'clock that day, Eastern Standard Time. I'm expecting the Pope to come to my residence. I'm expecting Pope Benedict XVI to bring with him the Queen of England, Prince Charles of England, and his two sons as well.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But and I think you will agree with this, that we're living in a great historical time, the time of the day of God, that things in the Bible, things prophesied in the Bible, that we're living those things, we are living in the time that those things are being, what, are being realized. This is a great time that we are living in. The day of God has come, and the Bible has been opened. The law that is in the Bible, the covenant, the law of God, those things are in effect. It's just a great time that we're in today.
I would agree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I look forward to some of the things that you have discussed on this show coming to pass. The banning of the teaching of Jesus, I think, is well overdue.
Okay. Okay. That's a great piece of work because... in the banning of the teaching of Jesus, as it has been done, that means that the deceitful teaching that the Gentiles have orchestrated is put to an end. People can come out of darkness. The lies can be taught. The lies shall be stopped concerning Jesus, because Jesus is a fictitious character. And the Gentiles have fooled and tricked and duped many people with the teaching, with the deceitful teaching of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And also there in that part, in the Passover Law, section of the Passover Law, we have the God's Freedom of Information Act. And the Bible itself declares, the papacy declares in the Bible that you shall know the truth. That's a commandment. The Gentiles shall know the truth. They are expected Well, they were ordered today to what? Speak truth. The commandment has gone out, the word has gone out, and I'm expecting the Gentiles to fulfill the covenant and do the things that they are supposed to do. One of those things being the speaking of truth, dissemination of the works of God. The papacy is expected to declare the works of God. I'm just expecting them to do what they're supposed to do. Appreciate your call. Your call. Yes, sir. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that'll be all for now.
Okay, and I thank you for following Lawmaster, and for being. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your speaking out. I really appreciate that, Brother Nero.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to check and see if there are any more callers on the line. And if not, we'll just close out for today. And as I said, the big thing now is the big date is October 17, 2010, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Pope, along with the others that he has been ordered to bring with him, is expected to appear in the presence of God, or appear before God. Really looking forward to that. Brother Nero, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Excellent broadcast, sir.
Yes, sir. And with that, there are no other people on the line. With that, I'll close out.
All righty. You take
care. All right, join me. Yes, sir, you too. Thank you. So I say to all, join me again next Sunday at 10 o'clock for another broadcast, for another Lawmaster's broadcast of the Law of God. Join Lawmaster next Sunday, 10 o'clock. Thank you.